Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we are back.
Hello.
We are doing another episode on our end. This is the third one we recorded in a row. You guys don't know that though. It's just Thursday morning for you. That's everything. Okay. What's up? Anything new?
I'm delirious.
I know, this is,
but it's fun.
Do you have anything to share with me that you haven't shared in the past 2 hours?
Yes. Oh, I threw up this morning. It's fucked up.
So did Larry. Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's something's in the air. Yeah, I was just, it's because I didn't sleep that well. And
neither
did
Larry.
We were both thinking about mortgages. Yeah, I fucking threw up, but whatever, got it out of my system. NBD, can't feel bad. Anything you have to share that we haven't shared?
Yes, my first vaccine. Oh, right now I am in the midst of planning. You know, I'm just going to tell you since you're not going to be there. I'm planning my birthday for this weekend.
I'm so
you're on
excited.
Vacation right now. So
technically.
I'm planning my birthday on our roof. And it has a theme. The theme is Roaring 30s, Sammy's Roaring 30s and Vaccine Party Birthday.
Wait, I was going to say, is it Gatsby themed? it's a joke.
Okay, it's Roaring 30s and Vaccine Party.
Okay.
That's the
Are theme. People not allowed to come if they haven't been vaccinated?
No. Ebony, well, I think most of our friends like kind of have been vaccinated or... Many have been vaccinated. You can come if you're not vaccinated because it's outdoors and I'm providing masks. So
that's so nice of you.
The Roaring 30s party is going to be.
But we're past 30 now.
We're in the 30s.
32.
That's the 30s.
It's true.
Meaning it's like our Roaring 30s.
It's kind of fucked up because we were 31 last year and last year was like a wash. And someone asked me, like, oh, how old are you? And I was like, where was I? Oh, I think we were doing the inspection on the house and my dad was there and he was like sort of in the background. And I was like, I'm 30. What? Wait, I'm like, I can't. Am I 30? Did I turn 32 already? And my dad is like showing me this two fingers up. He's like two. And I was like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, 32. Crazy.
Our Roaring 30s.
Roaring, they're just roaring with action. But let's do a listener non-scale win. Let's just jump right into it.
Okay. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. I just had to write in with my non-scale win because it almost made me cry. I am a mom to two girls. My toddler is almost 3 and my baby is 6 months. I've always felt aware of my body and weight, even as a young child. I'm now 30. Her Roaring 30s. I grew up with my mother, grandmother, and aunts constantly talking badly about themselves and about their weights. I made it a point to not talk badly about myself or talk about my weight or let others do the same in front of my daughters. Here's where my non-scale win comes in. My toddler was casually eating her mac and cheese, jealous, took a big bite in front of me and proudly said, I'm strong. The amount of emotions that came over me were overwhelming. The fact that she's correlating food with strength and not hatred like so many of us feel was amazing. I've grown to be more confident in myself after having kids because I want to be a great role model to them. I don't want to continue the cycle of weight fixation. And in that moment, I really felt like I was succeeding. Love the podcast, girls. Good luck to you, Aileen, with your pregnancy and baby girl. There's nothing like it. XOXO, Betch Mom and Her Confident Babies. That's a really nice one.
That's a really, yeah, really good one. I've been crying a lot lately, so that made me want to cry. No, not yet. speaking of just moms and stuff, everybody go listen to our new Betches Moms podcast. It is out right now. Our first episode is out. Our second episode might also be out, actually. And go, I think it is, right? Yes.
It comes out
Mondays and Wednesdays.
It is.
And our second episode is also out. So please go listen to that now. It's just Betches Moms on everywhere you find podcasts.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's N-U-U-L-Y.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's do a Dear DST because it's a long one and, you know, requires a lot of reading and concentration. Okay, I will...
A lot of reading.
I will read this one. Hi, Aileen and Sammy. I'm a big fan of the podcast. You guys have really kept me sane through quarantine, especially with the weight fluctuations that have come with it. I'm reaching out because I've recently had a dilemma that I thought you could really help with. Bear with me. This is long. Oh, we know. I grew up with a fairly healthy body image, which I mainly credit to my mom. She had a mantra while I was growing up that, quote, life is too short to not eat what you want, quote. Simple, but it really stuck with me. I'd heard her say it in front of my friends, to my friends' parents, to her friends, etc. So I know she really believed it. Fast forward to when I moved out for college, my body image took a massive hit. Basically, all of my friends through college had some kind of eating disorder or disordered eating. So I ended up with that diet culture ingrained in me anyway. Through 4 years of sorority formal pictures and a few years post-grad in New York City, I dieted a lot, compared myself to everyone around me all the time, and took on some unhealthy disordered eating behavior. When the pandemic hit, I moved back in with my parents for a while, and I'm now in grad school nearby, so I'm seeing them a lot more. Despite quarantine weight gain, my relationship with food was getting much, much better. My mom is a great cook, and we tend to eat relatively healthy at home anyway. My parents are also so good, without even knowing it, about countering shitty thought patterns I have, like being scared of eating pizza and pasta. They never commented on my weight, what I eat, etc. Here's the kicker. My mom recently went to a new doctor, and I don't know how exactly it went or who brought up weight, but she ended up talking to a nutritionist, quotes, who put her on diet pills and a diet of 1,000 calories a day based on her BMI. She now can't have dessert or any sweets, has to have a ton of protein in every meal, and obsessively counts and logs calories. This is obviously pretty triggering for my own past disorder behavior, so that's problem number one. But more than that, I hate that she's doing this diet that seems so unhealthy to me in terms of mental health. She seems really bothered by how much weight she's gained, so I want to be supportive of something that will make her feel better, and I would obviously be supportive of any other mentally tough medical intervention, but this just seems so against my principles, which I got from her. She was always my biggest anti-diet role model, but I don't know what to do. How do you support someone in their diet when you see them and eat with them all the time without, one, preaching about intuitive eating, how fucked up diet culture is, and two, getting wrapped up in yourself? Sincerely, Mom and Me, Betch.
Interesting.
I read that pretty well.
You know, for good reading, top reading group.
Thank you.
Okay, here's something that stuck out to me. Just general comment. Sucks that no matter how like healthy your daughter, you treat your daughter, teach her whatever, she can still get fucked up in college. Okay, that's one takeaway. I feel like this is actually because of the mom's like attitudes and values. I actually feel like this is like fairly approachable of a problem, because I think there are solutions out there that you could like gently recommend to your mom who are not this nutritionist. Like you could, maybe you could like say to, like, I feel like you should maybe say to her, like, you know, I noticed you're doing this diet and that, you know, it's really different than what you like used to do. And I know you're probably upset about, you know, I know you're upset about your recent weight gain, but there are other types of nutritionists who are like more aligned with how you used to feel about eating, that you can see who can help you manage your weight and also maybe in a more like balanced way. And then maybe like show her, I don't know where you live, but like, or even online, like show her some of those nutritionists, of those dietitians online. There are a lot of intuitive eating dietitians out there who do work on weight. If they're not all like weight, like not every intuitive eating dietitian is like completely gonna say, we won't help you lose weight.
Yeah, I think like saying to her that like I would really suggest you getting a second opinion, because from my experience, diet pills plus 1,000 calories a day, while, you know, that'll work, it doesn't feel like it's a sustainable lifestyle. And if you want to lose weight, you do your thing, but maybe find a second opinion about how to go about that in a more sustainable way. Like, I know plenty of dietitians who would not say that this is the way, and maybe increase calorie intake to 16 to 17, like higher calorie intake.
And maybe add, not take diet
and pills. Add walking for 45 minutes, like every other day, something like that. So, you know, there's definitely different ways. How do you not get wrapped in it yourself? I think just, I mean, you're emailing us, so that's a good start. I think
it doesn't seem like she's really wrapped in it, because she's looking for a way for her mom to not be in it. So, like,
what I also think is that her mom clearly, like, wasn't a dieter. So this may seem her like her only, like, this is the only way in her head. Right. So maybe, like, just talk to her about it. Like, mom, you've always, like, instilled in me, like, good self-esteem and the way to think about food. And I understand maybe, like, you want to lose weight, but from what I've learned, having, like, sort of learned, gone through it myself, is that, like, a crash type of diet, which is what this seems to be, isn't going to be sustainable. And you may actually, when you go off of it or stop taking diet pills, you might gain weight after. So just find it. Maybe I can help you. Would you want me to help you to look for somebody else? Just for a second opinion, not saying that you shouldn't do it, but just a second opinion. And maybe, I don't see why she would say no, right?
Yeah, I feel like she'll say yes, probably.
She'll be like, sure, yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
She seems like a nice lady.
She does. She does seem like a nice lady.
Nice lady. It also gives me hope, even though you're saying you can get fucked up in college, it does give me hope as a future mom that, like, and, you know, I've worked so hard to shut down my mom saying comments like that, like diet comments, and me like telling her to shut up, like, you're hot, stop it. Like, no, you look great. Like, oh, she's like, oh, I've gained. You know how they say I've gained. I'm like, you look amazing. You don't look any different. She's like, this coat doesn't close. I'm like, you've got great boobs. Like that kind of like positive, you know, reinforcement. Which kind of is nice practice to me. And I'm excited that I get to do that same thing to my future daughter. Also, of course, I'm going to obviously have a daughter. So clearly this is a way to test myself. But yeah, good luck, mom and me, betch.
Totally. This is a good, interesting question.
We're literally with you through thick and thin for this one. If you guys want us to answer your emails or questions, email us at dst@betches.com. You can also DM us your questions at Diet Starts Tomorrow. You can follow us at Aileen, at Sammy, rate, review, subscribe, you know, do all of the things. You guys know what you should do. Tell a fucking friend. Thanks.
And tell them all.
Tell them all. Mention it all. Listen to all of our other podcasts, of course, if you're bored, and we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.